6.5% was it? Is that what the current odds are of the Stanley Cup?
Well, and if you look at the round by round progression, the Stanley Cup favorite is the Vancouver Canucks.
Like, what a time to be alive!
Talking you through every goalie controversy, scoring slump, and draft lottery bust, this is the C4 Podcast on CanucksHockeyBlog.com. Here they are, the best starting lineup we could afford under the salary cap. Chris, Matt, Anna, and Adam.
Welcome to a bonus episode of the C4 Canucks Hockey Podcast. I am Chris at Lightforce, joined virtually by Anna Forsythe, 84603. Not here is Matt Lee at Matt Lee, Nurse Chris 61, and still remaining unfit to podcast, locked in someone's basement somewhere. Adam O'Neill Carter at Adam FOC. We are coming to you during a week that we said we would not come to you.
Surprise.
With a quote-unquote, and bonus episode. It's not a full episode. You're not going to notice us promote this episode at all on social media or in C4 Discord or on CanucksHockeyBlog.com. Even the Full Press Coverage Network knows very little about this.
In a way.
But we wanted to, first of all, remind you, our listeners, that we are transitioning to a bi-weekly recording schedule until such time as the NHL gives some better idea of what a preseason might look like and an actual regular season, which as of today, at least here in BC, won't happen until 2022. The numbers were kind of crazy today. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, they weren't ideal. I mean, I don't want to go off the rails. We're literally like 10 seconds into the episode. Oh. But, like, I don't think the numbers are related to anything that happened this weekend. I don't think it works that way.
Well, no, it doesn't. Like, what happened this weekend, being Halloween, we'll probably see in, like, a week and a half, 2 weeks' time. It seems to be sort of the trend. So this is what we're seeing taking place, like, the weekend after Canadian Thanksgiving-ish. But anyhow, us in BC are seeing increased numbers, seeing increases in the United States. Eastern Canada seeing increases. I think if there's anything that were to come of an NHL season, it'll probably be very similar to what we had seen with some form of logistical bubble, what have you. But again, there's so many question marks. So again, we're going to go to a bi-weekly recording schedule because there's just only so much hockey content to talk about. So first and foremost, reminder. Second reminder, if you are a supporter of our show, you are a patron, you are at the listening in or above level on patreon.com, you can actually get a episode of Off the Rails this week. Every off week of the main show, OTR takes its place. So patrons still get weekly content. Just have sort of two different sources. And if you do subscribe to us on Patreon, make sure you take that link, the RSS link, drop it in your favorite podcatcher, podcast application, whatever it happens to be. Just make it easy. It'll download automatically. But again, you could also go to patreon.com and listen. Like Lisa does. No, not all. But Lisa goes to Patreon because she actually leaves comments, which is cool. Or Rich, who drops comments in Discord. Doesn't matter where you want to talk about the show. Please feel free to talk about it. But we don't want any of you patrons, again, listening in or above, to miss out on OTR. The third reason there's a bonus show is because I have a bad memory. And I don't remember if I spoke about this in our last main show. But this upcoming weekend, so Saturday, November 7th, is Extra Life Game Day. Now, what is Extra Life, you might ask? Well, if you're not following me on TikTok.
If you're one of the few people not following Chris on TikTok.
Or actually on Twitter. I've been really talking about it on Facebook. But Extra Life is a charity and gaming campaign that unites gamers across the world to raise money for Children's Miracle Network hospitals, specifically in Canada and the United States. And this will be my fifth year taking part in Extra Life, looking to raise money for the BC Children's Hospital Foundation. This Saturday, I'm going to be streaming live on Twitch, so twitch.tv/Lightforce, a variety of different video games over the course of the day. I hope that you, our listeners, can tune in, keep me entertained, because it's a long 10-hour stream. I'm not doing the full 24-hour live stream because I think those days are behind me. I can barely keep myself awake for 12 hours, alone 24. But also feel free to heckle me. Just come and engage. Which I figure, Anna, you'll be there creating a Twitch account just to go and start, keck W-ing me.
Don't know what that means, but we'll learn.
We'll learn. But if tuning into the Twitch stream isn't something you can do, as I had mentioned, I am looking to raise money for the BC Children's Hospital Foundation. So if any of you, our listeners, have the ability to do so, please consider donating money to my Extra Life campaign. Every dollar that you donate goes directly to the BC Children's Hospital Foundation. You have the option as a Canadian to donate in Canadian funds or US funds for those that might not live in Canada. And as I mentioned, every dollar goes directly to the BC Children's Hospital Foundation to help fund much-needed research, much-needed facility upgrades for care. But this year specifically, they're directing their money to their COVID-19 Rapid Response Fund. Because as one can appreciate, not only are the children themselves under the care of the BC Children's Hospital dealing with a variety of different issues, and COVID-19 provides so much uncertainty in our lives, but also uncertainty in the type of care and the response that kids have that is actually quite different than us adults, but also to help provide support to the families and parents who also have to go through a rigorous protocol when it comes to their child being in the hospital. I believe, on quick glance, if Baby Force were to have to be admitted, only one parent goes and the other one has to, you know, stay away for valid reasons. And that's in some cases. In other cases, it's possible a parent can't go. So can you imagine what that must be like? So again, the Rapid Response Fund is to help provide some necessary support. How do you provide a donation if you can do so? If you go to extra-life.org/participant/lightforce, which again, I know is a tough URL, you can click a donate button there, provide that donation, and it is tax deductible within the parameters of your region. So as Canadians, I know it's tax deductible because it is a Canadian children's hospital. If you're in the United States, I can't speak to US charity law. It might be, but the BC Children's Hospital Foundation or Canada or the Canadian chapter of the Children's American Network Hospitals will obviously send you that information. And if you're like, oh my goodness, I didn't write that link down. If you jump into C4 Discord, I've shared it there in announcements. You can find it on Twitter, twitter.com/lightforce. I've got links all over my social media profile. It's on my TikTok, @TheLightForce.
Just go on that anyway, because you want to see Chris's TikTok.
Oh, totally. It's the greatest TikTok content ever created. The other way, though, you can support is by helping me donate my own money. I created a video to help promote Extra Life and the campaign, essentially provide you the information I've provided here. If that video reaches 200 views on YouTube, that's $200 that I'm going to donate of my own money to the BC Children's Hospital Foundation. So that's one way that you can actually help donate money, is simply by watching a video, which again, you can go to YouTube, my channel. I'd like to say it's youtube.com/lightforce, but I'm not like big like Clay Emo is on YouTube, so I don't have that short link option yet. Search for me, or just again, C4 Discord and Twitter has it there too. So we are going to go and jump off this sort of bonus special unscheduled main show to record an episode of Off the Rails for our patrons. And again, for those of you who are patrons, if you're listening in level or above, you just need to go to patreon.com/C4podcast to tune in. So thanks again. We'll be back next week, hopefully with Matt, maybe with Adam, but we out.